Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first one on.
Okay.
Are you done?
Are we still connected?
Well, you and I are still connected. I'm not sure what's happening with Baca.
Okay. She may be in her car.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I'm here. I'm driving. I'm going to mute.
Okay. We're on section 5 of Parashat Noach, starting with Pasuk 28. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu rishkin ke'bit hilu urchimu 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 urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konanehu. Vetishechet haaretz lifnei haElohim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kewan diktiv. Vetishechet haaretz amai lifnei haElohim. Ela kewan diavadu ho vechon de itkarya ve'en echon v'tekola kedein lifnei ha'elokim ketiv. And the earth was corrupt before Elohim. Rabbi Yehuda asked, if it says, and the earth was corrupt, why does it say before Elohim? Is it not obvious? And he replied, it is because they performed their sins openly in front of everyone's eyes. And that is why the verse states, before Elohim. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I would have thought that it said before Elohim because Elohim being associated with judgment.
That's also true, but also Elohim is the name that's used for creation.
Right.
And here we are. You know, Hashem really was never disclosed in Genesis.
Right.
It was used a few times, but in connection with the name Elohim. So, you know, and then in the book of Shemot, it says that, you know, when God's speaking to Moses, you know, he's saying that by my name Hashem, they didn't know me. Referring to how he was described by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well, when I see Elohim, I always think it's the very first, you know, right there, the first few words of Genesis, and just automatically associate it with the Creator and judgment.
And that's exactly correct in this pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, there's a deeper level. Why did the earth become corrupt? Because people did sins. But that's, I mean, we're not going to answer it with this verse, but the question can be, and in my opinion, should be always asked. Because it doesn't make sense that the earth is corrupt because people sin.
Well, I guess because we know what the Torah says. Always think between Adam and Noah. You know, it was really getting, man really had corrupted him, had corrupted. So, I don't know, maybe it's because we know those verses so well. We don't, you know, don't tend to pick them apart.
I know.
And I agree with you. Yes, Maka, I agree with you. Go ahead, Maka.
Isn't the heaven and earth witnesses to the creation? Is that why they say earth?
Actually, Moses tells the heaven and earth to witness the sins of the people. Before that, I don't remember that it says that heaven and earth are the witnesses. Yes, they are. The walls of your home are witnesses to what happens within those walls. Your soul is the witness to what you do. Every night it goes up and testifies as to what you did. So, they heaven and earth are witnesses, but it's not like it was discussed in that very direct way as we're talking about it.
Okay.
Should I move on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Yosei Amar Ana Afka Amarit V'tishachay Ha'eret L'ifnei Ha'elohim V'kad Meitam L'ifnei Ha'elohim D'ra Ha'wod Avdei V'yit Galiyo L'ifnei Ha'elohim Avadu V'la L'ifnei B'nei Nesha Avadu, the Itkaya, Pahidiktiv, the Timale, Haaret, Kama, Dila, Hawa, Atar, Bezo, Ara, Dila, Hawa, the Itkaya, Ugin, Ha, Ukrainiga, Amar, Kila. Rabbi Yosef said, I believe the opposite. And the earth was corrupt before Elohim means that they did not sin openly. They sinned only before Elohim and not before man. But eventually they also sinned openly, as it is written, and the earth was filled with violence, which indicates that those on earth did not witness their sins. Therefore, the birth became sinned in two ways, that is, in hiding and in the open. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's just doubly telling us how evil that those generations had become.
Well, yes.
What difference is they sin openly or they sin not, you know, not openly? It's still sin.
Well, is it a sin to steal?
Yes. Unless you're starving, you might think differently.
Well, is it a sin to sob and to rob?
I guess it depends on your conscience.
No.
It would depend on your consciousness.
Let's ask the question, what's the difference between stealing and robbing?
Well, robbing seems to have the connotation that you're doing something you shouldn't do, whereas stealing could possibly be because, well, what comes to mind is someone who's starving and finds food.
If someone is accused of robbing and found guilty in a bet-in in a court of Torah law, if someone robs, they pay 20% more than the value of what they robbed. If someone steals, they pay double what was robbed. There's a significant difference between the two. Stealing is done in the open, where everyone can see. Robbing is done in concealment. And the only entity, I guess, I don't want to say entity regarding God, but the only entity, because I have no other word, that is able to see stealing is Hashem. I mean, who is able to see robbing is Hashem. So that's really what this verse 29 is implying and saying, is that it's not that they sinned openly, but they only sinned in front of God, where only God could see it. But eventually, what's hinted at is if someone robs in private, trying to conceal their negative action, eventually that negative action is going to become open, and eventually they're going to become brazen enough to steal in the open. Pasuk 30. Eile toldot Noach Rabbi Abba Amar Mi omadi avar adam Al pekuda demareya Kol b'nei almadi it yalidu Levatar ikrun B'nei ha'adam V'lai l'shivcha Ikrun ha'ke'ela Kiman di amar beno Dehahu de'avar Al pekuda demareya. These are the generations of Noah. Rabbi Abba said, from the day that Adam transgressed his master's command, all succeeding generations were called sons of Adam. But it was not said to praise him as much as to say, these are the sons of the man who transgressed his master's command. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Just like saying, poor Adam.
We really don't have enough information as to why this verse is here. Because, you know, it's not like we've completed the first two verses. Because we're talking about robbing. And now it's saying, these are the generations of Noah. And it's not really tying the two together. It's saying Adam was called, you know, the generations were called the sons of Adam. So there's something different about Noah because we no longer refer to the generations as coming from Adam. They come now from Noah. But it really doesn't explain that. It just hints at it.
Well, we got a lot of that in the previous sections. you know, about Noah. So I think maybe that's...
That may be why it's that way. Yeah. But here in 31, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Kerewan diata noach ikrun b'nei alma al shemeya de noach toldot noach l'shay shiicha tekaim lon b'alma v'la toldot b'adam t'avar lon me'alma v'garim mota l'kal huo. But after Noah had appeared, all the descendants of mankind are named after him, the generations of Noah. And this describes Noah's descendants in an honorable sense, because he secured for us permanent existence in the world. In contrast with the generations of Adam, which describes us in a dishonorable sense, as he caused us to be driven out of this world by bringing death to all. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's where it's stating the difference between Adam and Noah.
Exactly. But if you think about it, you had a few honorable people. So why didn't those people merit being called the generations of those people, like Methuselah or Hanoch ben Yared? And the answer to that question is that because they didn't go into the ark, they didn't get whatever the ark is, this protection shield, but it's also completion. It's also changing the status of a human being. I'm debating with myself, do we continue? We have 10 minutes or so, but we won't be able to finish all three verses that are left. And if we do another verse now, there'll only be a couple of verses left. And, you know, our time tomorrow would be a little bit left over. So I'm thinking we should probably call it for tonight.
Okay.
So you both have a good evening. The next class is at 7 West Coast time, which continues the teachings of the Third Temple.
Okay.
Shalom
to
all.
Shalom.